Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Listeners,
welcome to the on-call room.
Welcome back, or if it's your first time, stop listening
and go back
to episode one.
Yeah, do better.
Thanks for joining us.
We are really excited to be here, and we are on episode 7, which isn't crazy. We're gonna say this every time.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. It's gonna be like episode 100. Like, we cannot believe we're on episode 100.
We should have 100. A huge party for episode 100.
We should also have a huge party for the finale. Also, talk a little louder.
Talk a little louder.
There we go. Oh.
I was being too quiet. I've never been told that in my life.
I'm just really loud. So the finale is in 2 weeks. We have to do something for that. I don't know what, but we're going to have to come up with like a special episode. Where it's like a celebration, and I don't know.
We'll maybe have a dance party.
Yeah, we should dance it out.
Tequila?
Yeah, definitely. How about that's the one we take one shot. Are you going to be done with your whole 30?
I don't know.
You might not be, so we might have to wait. But yeah, either way, we should definitely do something special for that episode.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Here we are.
Episode 7.
Ooh.
So we haven't talked anything. How was your weekend?
It was my first weekend on the Whole 30, so I didn't drink for the first time ever in my life on a weekend.
Like ever.
Ever in my life.
Was it eye-opening?
It was boring. I mean, it was fine. I drank LaCroix like I was drinking beer. Like, I drank like a pack of LaCroix on Saturday, and I was like, where's my buzz? I don't know what's going on. And also, I found out that when you're on the Whole 30, you just spend money because you have nothing else to do. So I did a lot of shopping.
Online or in real life?
In real life. I went to TJ Maxx.
Nice.
Got some things I didn't need, but that's okay. And did a lot of meal prepping on Sunday. But it was good. Like, I feel really good, and I'm like ready for it to be over and have a glass of wine. But
what day are you on? 8?
Yep, day 8.
Nice.
Yeah.
Only 22 more to go.
Fuck you.
I don't like the word meal prep because for some reason that to me sounds like a chore, but I like cooking.
Yeah.
And I did that all day today too, inspired by you.
Yeah. My friend Annie is also doing it right now, and she's like a great cook. And so she came over Saturday night, we drank LaCroix, and, she gave me a whole bunch of recipes, which was really nice because last week I ate like chicken and broccoli and it was terrible, but this week I made a lot of really great things. So
what did you guys do on Saturday night? Like when you were hanging out drinking LaCroix?
We just chatted about life, and I hadn't seen her in a while. So, she had made ice cream, like, which I made and brought over tonight.
Yeah. What's it made out of?
It's coconut milk. But it's like the culinary kind, and then you put a blender, and then you put 2 frozen bananas and then like a regular banana, banana, and then just blend it and freeze it. And then she had made homemade granola and then berries and like put it on top.
Can you have granola?
She made it homemade without sugar or anything or like honey. So like you can have it if you make it correctly. Like, you can't have mayo, but I made homemade mayo on Sunday because she gave me a recipe and stuff. So
yeah, which I had, and it was really good.
Yeah,
we just had like the biggest dinner. Like my plate was just full of things.
Yeah, so many things.
Bacon and salad, turkey burgers
with bacon in them.
And it was just really delicious. So you should all invite Brie over and have her cook. And all these weeks I've been making food when her food is way better than mine.
Oh, that's so nice of you. But I've loved all of the food that you have made.
Next week, Next week, we might broadcast from a new location.
Ooh.
So that'll be a fun little secret to have. But your weekend was good.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was beautiful weather. Did you get to, like, do anything outside?
No, I mean, I just, like, took, a little jaunt around my crappy neighborhood.
How is walking around there?
It's terrifying. I don't do it often. Also, this is really funny. There are these two super, super cute guys who live across the road.
The Boost Mobile guys.
Yeah, the Boost Mobile guys. They live above Boost Mobile.
Right.
And I was like sitting on my porch and I had been cooking all day and they were like outside doing something. I don't know what they were doing, but they were like by their cars. And I, like, gave a polite wave, and they didn't wave back. And then I think they just didn't see me. But then I, like, was talking to myself, and I was like, hey, guys, like, I'm cooking a lot of food. Maybe you want to come over. Do you want to be my friend? I don't have any friends. Please.
Did you say this out loud?
Yeah, like, to myself. They couldn't hear me.
Such a George thing of you to do.
Yeah, and then I laughed to myself because I was like,
What if you had done that?
I would have panicked. I wouldn't have.
You never know until you try. Like, yeah.
I mean,
they do live across the street from you, so.
Yeah, so I know I can't embarrass myself. But you were gone this weekend.
Every time I'm gone.
Don't have anyone to hang out with.
I know. I feel that way when, like, you're not free. On the night that I want to hang out, I'm like, oh, my life is over. Yeah. That's how it feels.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. Well, I flew to Des Moines, Iowa on Friday.
Like, where even is that?
Exactly. So when I, literally when I landed, you can set that down. Doesn't matter. She's quietly setting down her can of LaCroix. No, so when I landed, I was like, Google Maps, expand, where am I? And I was like, oh, okay, right over. Like, it's just in the Midwest still. It's like,
oh, it is?
Next to Nebraska.
I thought Iowa was like out west.
I think you're thinking of Idaho, which happens to a lot of people. But no, it was two short flights, so I knew I wasn't far. So I was. It's like right above Missouri, and then to the right of Nebraska. It's connected to Wisconsin.
Geography is not my strong suit.
It's connected to Illinois. So if you just kept going, but I was like over to the far edge. So I second shot a wedding with my friend Wynn, who is wonderful, and it was so much fun and.
Looked like you had fun.
600 person wedding. It was crazy.
Damn.
Yeah. So it was beautiful. It was for someone that we both know and love. And it was like one of those perfect days where you're just like, how? Like,
how is this so perfect?
Where something has to go wrong and then nothing did. But we photographed from like, I photographed from 11 in the morning till like 12:30 at night.
Damn.
Which is not what I normally do.
No.
I'm like 10 hour max. And so I was exhausted. But then we had a great day. Sunday, we drove 2.5 hours to his hometown in Lincoln. And I got to see his house. And it's really weird. So I have a lot of friends like him where they don't live near me. They never have. I've met them through the internet. Mm-hmm. But I see so much of their like world on the internet, like Insta stories and Instagram. And it's weird because I was all of a sudden in it. Like, I was in his house that I've seen photos of. And we were, like, looking at each other and we're like, it's weird that you're here.
Like, yeah, what was the energy like?
It was great. It was so much fun. But it's weird when, like, someone from a different part of your life enters, like.
Yes.
And you're like, this is not right.
Yeah. Or, like, sometimes, like, when you have, like, certain friend groups.
And they combine.
Yeah. And you're like, whoa, this shouldn't be happening. Like, the world should be exploding right now.
Right. So that's exactly what it was like. It just felt really strange. But it was wonderful. And I flew home, got home really late last night, and here I am.
Here you are.
Here I am. So it was a good weekend. It's so beautiful out. I laid outside today, got sunburned.
Yeah, it was a gorgeous day. I worked all day. Which, okay, I have to tell you something, and tell me what you think.
Okay.
So last night, I had my sleepy time tea.
Okay.
And I drink like the yogi tea, mostly because they have those little mantras on it, and I really like that. So there was this mantra on it, and I was like, oh, that's really nice. And then this morning after lunch, I had my ginger tea for digestion, and it's yogi tea as well, but it's like a different box or whatever. I opened it up. It was the same fucking mantra.
What is it?
It was, those who love are happy. And my and your word for 2017 that I chose to work on is love. And I was like, the stars are aligning, like this just makes, but I don't exactly know what it means. But I was like, what are the fucking chances?
Right, of all of the yogi teas.
Yeah.
And two different kinds.
And like not even 24 hours apart.
Right.
Like the universe is trying to tell me something.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I love stuff like that.
I know. I got like little, I got GGBs. GGBs. I got total GGBs.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was like a really fun little moment today.
Breaking the work day.
Yeah. You know, just splitting it in half. Also breaking the work day. I did a lot of research on what animals kill the most humans.
Wait, ooh, I want to guess. What, like, yeah. Is it like a specific type of animal?
Oh, yeah. I looked at, like, top 25.
Okay. So, the number one animal that kills the most humans, I am going to say, ooh, are insects included in that?
They were, and I...
Was it, like, mosquitoes or birds? Mm,
mosquitoes was number two, ooh, I think.
Was birds number one?
No.
Bird flu?
Bird flu.
Cows?
No, but cows was on there. It was like, yeah. But cows are very docile, but they do kill people.
It's because of their meat, I think.
No, they were talking about cows literally killing people.
Oh, God.
No, it was humans.
Oh, well, yeah.
But then mosquitoes. But the reason
it so I won.
Yeah, you did. I'm really impressed because I wouldn't have guessed that. But we guessed... We guessed hippos.
Why?
Well, I didn't know. I got very scared today. My coworker, Zach, was talking about how hippos kill the most people. But it just turns out they kill, like, the most people in Africa. Because that's the only place that they are.
Yeah.
But they kill a ton of people. They, like, eat them whole. Which is really scary.
How fat? I feel like you wouldn't die right away if you were eaten whole. If they didn't chew you. I'm just picturing being swallowed, like...
Like Jonah and the whale.
Yeah, yeah.
Biblical thing.
I guess they would probably like chew you in half first.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they do.
But what if like, you're you
should
honestly
look up, you should right now look up a hippo eating like it was eating a crocodile in a photo.
Oh, I don't want to do that yet. I'm too scared.
And then like crocodiles.
I can never unsee that if I see it.
I know. And that's like, I was explaining that like I lay in bed and I think about sharks.
Yeah.
Like, I shouldn't, but I do. I have like a great fear of them. And now I have a huge fear of hippos. And then we went to the Wikipedia page for mountain lions and started reading how each
that's
person
very scary.
Is killed, but like stalked by mountain lions.
Oh, and God. Then, yeah. Oh, yeah, God.
Number 25 was wolves.
You know what?
Was,
that's why I'll never leave Michigan.
Yeah.
Probably.
Bees was on there.
Oh, God. My Girl, the movie My Girl.
Oh, my God. I love that movie.
Yeah, but haunting.
Yeah. Yeah, because his. Goes back for the mood ring. And
attacks
then he gets
for bees.
Stepped on a nest. And yeah.
That's my worst nightmare. That happened to my friend's mom, but they like attacked her dog and her. And so she was trying to hit him off and then they were on her and they ran like 3 miles and luckily neither of them were allergic to bees.
Isn't there that like the Black Mirror? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Episode
oh,
about
God.
The bees.
You watched that one, right?
Yeah.
That one was incredible. All of you listeners should... After this, you listen to this, go watch Black Mirror. I think it's the last episode of season 3.
Yeah.
But it's incredible.
Are they going to have more seasons?
I don't know. I hope so because it's so good.
Yeah, it's a really good show.
But it like makes you question your entire existence.
Yeah. Also, I have been watching SVU.
Oh.
I didn't catch up on the new seasons.
It's great.
Dude, I just watched the one where Olivia Benson gets attacked.
Yeah, by that creepy guy.
Yeah, I was watching it in like the middle of the night. And I so like now I'm laying in my bed thinking of hippos, sharks,
and
like being
guy.
Attacked.
Were they was it like when she goes help that woman and he's and then like
yeah,
yeah and then drags her in? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Wait.
Or no, that's a different
she, how many times does she get attacked?
I feel like they every few seasons they like are like, oh gotta do
she's
this.
She's been
again.
Like a victim so many times.
That's why she's such a good whatever yeah. She is. She's like the director now.
Yeah, she's is she captain now?
She's captain, that's the word, yeah. God, I love SVU so much.
I know, and it was funny because...
That guy was creepy. He's also in Orange
what
is the New
he?
Black.
He's, that's what
he's
in.
Like the, he's like rapist cop.
Yeah.
So he just always plays a creeper.
I wonder if he is in real life.
They're like, you are really good for this part.
Yeah. It was funny though, because I was listening to SVU. Just put my headphones in. And I was thinking about... us saying lines from Grey's Anatomy and as Ice-T. And everything he says is so dumb.
Ice-T.
So dumb.
Ice-T has been... He was just on one of the talk shows. And he's been a cop, playing a cop on television between that show and whatever one he was on before for 25 years.
God bless him. Thank you for your service.
Exactly. Oh, iced tea.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he's never been on a Grey's episode. You know how, like, sometimes it's just like
random people.
Or like a Grey's SUV crossover.
Oh, SUV.
SVU. I always do that. Ugh. God.
Shame.
It's like when I thought that one band was that other band.
Oh, yeah. Reva said she stopped dead in her tracks.
Oh, no. I don't want
to. She was like, no.
I almost cut that part out. I have the power to do that because I'm so mad. I'm
happy you didn't.
Oh, God.
We have to be true. True to your heart.
You must be true to your heart.
Yep. That's what this podcast is about.
Stevie Wonder.
Yep. Is that Stevie?
He sings a version of it for Mulan, which is the version that I'm familiar with.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's also, it's 98 degrees in Stevie Wonder.
Oh, 98 degrees.
It's really good.
Do you want to after this, we have to watch the music video for 98 Degrees. I do
with Screech cherish at the end.
You. It's so bad. Yeah.
The rest of my heart.
Can we just pause it and watch it now?
No, not yet. We should just remember we're watching Hippos, we're watching 98 Degrees and Stevie Wonder 98 Degrees. So,
okay.
But yeah, great.
Yeah.
Should we get into it?
I mean, yeah, or else we can keep talking about animals that kill people.
I don't want to have nightmares.
No, I don't either.
I love that there's a jar of pickles sitting on my...
I could go for a pickle right now.
See, I will admit, I don't like those kind.
Oh, is that why you offered up your kind?
Well, I didn't even see yours. I just knew mine was open and almost gone. Oh. But those are the kind that never go bad. I think the kind that because they're not even my the ones I buy are in the refrigerator aisle.
Yeah, I hope we don't get gut rot from them. Or maybe I hope we do. Then I can stay home from work tomorrow.
There you go. That'd be a fun thing. Excellent. Okay, well, let's get into the episode.
Episode 7. The title of the episode is the self-destruct button.
Which I still am trying to figure out.
I don't understand any of these titles. There, I said it.
And maybe there's nothing... There has to be some meaning. It's just weird that there's song titles, but then, like, those songs aren't used in it, and, like, what...
Yeah, are we trying to be poetic? What are we trying to do? I'm
trying to be something. The self-destruct button.
Yeah, do you want to read the summary?
Yeah, I do. It is... Short summary. Oh, shoot. Oh, God. A commercial. Okay, hope you all didn't hear that. All right. Christina discovered... Oh, wow. Right in the beginning.
What?
Christina discovers she's pregnant.
Wow.
Whoever wrote this short summary is backwards. Wow. Because that happens in the last scene.
Yeah, geez.
So, not even spoiler alert, but...
Yeah, wow.
Okay, Christina discovers she's pregnant. George finds out the anesthesiologist has been drinking on the job, but when he tells Shepard, he is thrown out of surgery. George and Izzy catch Derek leaving the house in the morning after he sleeps with Meredith, which is actually the first thing that happens. Mm-hmm. And when asked who it was, Meredith says it's no one they know. Izzy and George think Meredith is trying to get Derek to favor, and they try to ice her out.
Ooh.
Ooh, interesting. This Wikipedia episode does not have a full summary. So that's why this one is so jank. Whoever could have contributed this is slacking.
Slacker McSlackerson.
Let's go through the different patients, and then we'll go with our thoughts. So, patient number one is, what? It just says Bailey's patient.
The girl who had her stomach stapled?
Yeah. These are just, okay, so there's JP, the guy who ate his girlfriend's keys.
Oh, I forgot about him.
Yeah, so he ate his girlfriend's keys, because he wants her to stay. Then there's...
I want you to stay. Rihanna.
I want you to keep singing.
You're welcome.
And then Claire Rice is the one that comes in and she's not feeling well, has a fever. When Meredith finally gets to look at her stomach, there's some little...
Scars.
Scars. She's had a recent surgery and we find out that she had gastric bypass or had her stomach stapled, is in another country. And then there is...
Mexico.
Digby Owens, who comes in with a gunshot wound.
His name is Digby?
Yes.
Good.
According to this. Who has been shot him. He's had a friend shoot him because he likes the scar and he likes pain. This is the weirdest.
Like, the patients are super weird.
Yeah. There's too many. I'm just going to go out and say that too. And then there's Jamie Hayes. Is this the baby? Yeah.
Baby with a lady. This is
Rasmussen's encephalitis.
No, I wrote it. Rasputin. Rasputin encephalitis.
Perfect. I thought that as well when I saw it. So yeah. She's a little girl that has like a...
Leg twitch.
Yep.
Because of Rasputin.
Right. And then it lists Christina Yang as a patient. Mm-hmm. Diagnosis, pregnancy. Treatment, Christina took a pregnancy test, which was positive.
Oh, that's my gosh. The treatment?
Yep. So, mm-hmm. Anyway, so
and she was eating lots of carbs and cookies and things.
Oh, duh. I just put all that together. Yeah. And she thought she had the flu.
Yeah.
I thought that was the episode where she's like actually sick.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. So my favorite part of this is initial thoughts. Or like first note.
My note is really dumb.
What's yours?
It's not just the job that keeps us up all night. Why did I write that?
Well, it's just like snarky. That was the last line of her monologue.
Yeah, but
it's just cheesy writing.
Yeah.
Mine was when George and Izzy are like peeved times a thousand at mm-hmm. Meredith because they were kept up all night by her loud sex, which like, I'm sorry, but who has sex all night long?
No one. No. Just like no one has sex in a car.
Right. And just like, I feel like if people are having sex and it's loud, it's not loud for hours. I don't know.
No. I have had a lot of roommates. And I have had a lot of roommates.
Okay, I haven't.
That have sex. Up against my wall. Like, I mean, not really, you know, like on the other side of my wall, my bedroom wall. And it's embarrassing how you can like figure out people's rhythms of like yeah. I had a roommate, like I knew what she sounded like when she was about to have an orgasm.
Yeah.
And I would just like be laying in my bed with my, you know, glass of wine, like, great, this is really nice. I had one roommate who would come home and she would sleep with this guy, and she made a joke that like their initiation into sex was hearing the bum bum from SVU of my TV, because I would hear them come in and I would turn on my TV so I didn't have to hear them. So they, yeah.
Oh my God, more Law and Order. It just makes so much.
Yeah,
that's incredible. And George is like, well, he says something like, I'm not jealous, because he's like trying to act like he isn't in love with Meredith. And then Izzy goes, well, I am. And I feel like the whole thread of Izzy's like, it's just, she is wanting to have sex with
someone. Yeah, she's not getting it.
Which means, in my head, that she's going to have it sooner or later with someone.
Yeah, we're establishing that like, she is on the prowl.
Right.
Not yet, but soon. Yep. She is a cougar, a mountain lion, stalking, and about to kill multiple people.
You're gonna be okay.
I don't know.
And then
wait, can I say my second?
Yeah.
No, my second note. Karev is running. Does he ever run again? He shows up at work and he's running. He's like, all day, baby. Like, gotta do it.
Yeah, and there's a later scene where he's like on one of those rowers, and I was like, I don't think after the first season we ever see Karev, like, he's never established as like, oh, that's the dude that works out.
No. Why in this?
Because they don't know what to do with him yet. They're just making him...
I wouldn't either.
God, I still, like, I just want to love him, but I can't.
I can't.
I won't. He also, like, says that line, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
This is our musical episode.
No.
Yeah, we're just going to break out into song.
Oh, yeah. We've already done it three times.
Yeah.
What's your next note?
My next note, I was writing patience. Oh, yeah, I wrote Alex exercises and wrestles, ? So we find out more about Alex's past. He was a wrestler, and he had to have gone to college. He went to med school. I just picture him, like, not going to college.
Yeah, and then just getting into med school.
Yeah. So he is bonding with this idiot guy that shoots himself.
Yeah.
So, that's a
Dingo
thing.
Or whatever.
Digby.
Digby. Same thing.
It
same
also
difference.
Sounds like Diglett, which is a Pokemon. It was my favorite one.
You played Pokemon?
I collected the cute ones, which were never the like powerful ones. Like Jigglypuff.
That's my nickname for myself.
Oh, you Jigglypuff.
I was just about to be like Kirby and Yoshi, but those are actually just those are just Super Smash Brothers characters.
Yoshi from... Yoshi was my favorite in Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah. He's like the dog of Mario World. Like yeah. He's like the puppy. That's why everyone likes him.
Oh.
Should have named my dog Yoshi.
Oh, I'm going to get a dog and name it Yoshi.
There you go.
Great.
And then, oh, so right away, I think, unless you have something before this, this anesthesiologist is like introduced to the show so that you know he might be a part of it. And as soon as I saw him, like he's haunted me for years.
What?
This anesthesiologist.
Really?
Because like he basically later in the episode, you know, he's drunk and he's falls
off
asleep.
Bourbon.
Yeah, on bourbon, and then, like, this little girl's about to wake up. So every time I've ever thought about having to go in for surgery, I'm like, I'm going to wake up, and my anesthesiologist is, because he's going to be, like, I mean, like, the idea of him.
Oh, not like him.
No, yeah, like, your anesthesiologist, like, being an idiot.
Because don't they say that a lot of anesthesiologists are alcoholics? I might have made that up.
I am going to confidently say that they don't say that, and that you came to that conclusion from the 8 times you've watched this episode.
Okay. All right. I'm getting confused with reality and Grey's Anatomy. It happens sometimes. My mom woke up in the middle of a colonoscopy once.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine?
No. Oh, my God.
I know. Poor thing.
Oh. I just, any surgery, like, and you probably won't remember if you woke up because they put you back down, you don't have memory. So, like, that's what's freaking me. There was a horror movie made about that. Like, people were woken up in the middle of surgery, but then put back
Sometimes
down.
They do have to be, like,
right.
Brain surgery.
Right, but, like, imagine waking up and you're cut open and, like, you're not numbed. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
Right.
And terrifying.
Right, so that's just my thoughts.
Have you had surgery? Oh, yeah.
A little one.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Actually, it's like 2 days ago, it was the 5-year anniversary of my appendectomy.
You had your... I forgot about that.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
Feels great. I'm happy it's gone.
I have one still.
It doesn't do much, so...
That's weird.
Yeah.
Evolution's gonna knock that off.
Yeah, and then what happened was with my pain pills with Vicodin, they were supposed to give me 24, but they wrote the script wrong, so I got 240 Vicodin.
I can't take Vicodin. It makes me throw up.
Oh, I can. I like it.
So, okay, I wrote, this was my note about, it must be about the gastric bypass patient, because I wrote, bitch mom, body image, ugh, size 6.
I wrote, mom's a bitch, size 6.
Yeah, like this, was it the mom that says, like, she's now, I had to buy her a new pair of size 6 jeans.
Yeah, and I'm like, shit, bitch, I was size 6 when I was, like, in third grade.
So I think it's cool that Grace, like, has this storyline, and that clearly this girl's hopefully learning a lesson that, like, because the whole thing is her mom is pressuring her to lose weight. She's her first year in college. And
freshman 15.
Yeah, exact freshman 30 for me, whatever you want it to be. But it's the most literal episode. Like, the storyline is so, like, girl, I don't know. Like, I just feel like the stereotypical mom saying.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the mom wasn't even saying things that were, like, subtle. It was like, you need to lose weight. I really like the idea of this in the episode, but I feel like the, like, how it was done was so, it reminded me of, like, something cheesy.
Yeah, it was, like, very in your face.
Yeah, and very typical, like, the nice dad who's like, no, mom.
Yeah, Tina.
Tina, eat your eggs.
Eat your food, Tina. Eat your food.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the Claire is her name.
Yeah.
She says something about, like, when they're like, we have to reverse the surgery, and because you've had complications.
Uh-huh.
And her response is, well, I'd rather be thin. It's like, oh, that's when I was like, oh, my heart.
Yeah.
Like, just years and years of being beat down by your mom in society and culture.
It's so, I mean, I talk about this with so many friends, and I'm like so in this right now, but it's crazy how, like, who you grow up around and what you hear, like, affects, like, everything.
Yeah, to a deep, deep level.
Yeah, which this girl, like, went and got emergency illegal gastric bypass.
Yeah.
Ugh. Why would you? And then she's gonna be screwed up forever.
Well, yeah, because in the end, like,
they couldn't.
She's gonna struggle getting enough, like, nutrients for the rest of her life, is what they said.
Right.
Terrible.
Terrible. So I like that Meredith like tries to solve that situation, but I also feel like she didn't do that good of a job. Like she, I wanted a big speech.
Yeah.
Like you are beautiful. You are worthy. You are enough. Yeah. But there was like not that. No. Well, she did say, I'm just going to skip to that cause we're on this girl. So yeah. Fine. She did. I wrote it though. She did say, life isn't supposed to be like this. It's not supposed to be so hard. Telling that to the girl like that, like, you're worrying about things that...
Says, coming from the dark and twisty.
Right, right. Also, I feel like that quote is like was in the last episode with Mr. Phalange, as I call him. He said, or she said something like, life isn't... I don't know. Just life quotes, I guess.
Yeah.
But
she has a lot of opinions on life, and I feel like her life is... She doesn't live by what she...
Preaches.
She doesn't practice what she preaches.
She doesn't walk what she talks.
Mm-mm.
I
was trying to think of a song that went with that, but...
But couldn't think of one?
Nope.
Also, size 6, like, what?
Size 6 is so
small. Thin. Yeah, I don't know what... Frickin'. I'm crossing out the things that I have already talked about. Oh, okay, so also, this episode, like, we find out that Derek isn't always perfect. This was the first time... Yeah, like, how mean he was to George, and just, like...
Okay... I didn't think he... Oh, wait, you mean in the beginning where he was like, get me an MRI and get me a CT. Well, to be fair, he hadn't slept.
I know. But I'm saying... That's what I'm saying. He's not perfect.
No.
He's been so dreamy in every episode. And there are parts of this where he is. But, like, sometimes Derek is a dick.
Oh, yeah. And we'll see. I think this is showing us that, like...
He's got two sides.
He's a human being.
Yeah, exactly. He's not just perfect McDreamy. Although he kind of is. But, like, he showed, like... If I were George, like, A, I'm mad at him because he's sleeping with the girl I like, and B, he's being a dick to him.
Yeah. But, granted, I mean, George is an intern, and, like, all of the people are, like, dicks to the interns.
Right. No, that's true.
Can I just say a really random note?
Yeah, yeah.
Karev eating a Danish. Gross.
Oh. Well, Christina's face the whole time while he was doing it, too. Either she was jealous because she wanted to eat the Danish, or she was grossed out. But, yeah, it was just everywhere.
Yeah,
all
and
over.
Just, rah, rah,
and
rah,
I was like,
rah.
Where did you get that?
He just picked it up. He didn't buy it or anything.
He just picked it up?
Yeah, it was in, like, a plastic container.
Oh, but Karev.
Why were they all leaning on the coffee cart? Like, if I was a coffee dude, I'd be like, find somewhere else to be.
I honestly, like, when is Karev's character going to have another side to it?
Right. When is it going to develop out of...
Douchebag.
Yeah. Because that's all we have seen. Right. Like, that's such a douchey thing, eating a Danish like that. I will do that privately in my own apartment. But I'm not going to do that, like, over... I'm not going to do that at work.
And then he says that line where he's like, weren't we talking about sex?
Yeah, like, what? No, Karev. No one wants to be talking about sex with you when you are dribbling out.
It is interesting. Him and Izzy are the two characters that continue to be like...
Sex.
Yeah, so...
Well, I don't know.
Thoughts there. Okay. So then there's this guy who eats his girlfriend's key who, again, I felt like every... patient in this episode was so exaggerated. Like,
yes.
There would never be a girlfriend that is harping on him that crazy for 24/7 at a hospital while there's a key in his throat.
No, you would just, like...
Shut up.
You would just calm down for a minute. You might be panicking the fact that there's, like, a key in your keys.
But not, like, bitching to the doctors about him.
No, it was too much.
Also, my note was, can you imagine being the guy auditioning for the part of the dude who has to, like... Like, heave the whole episode. Like, that's, like, all he does. Like, was that his audition? I just think about these things. And was he, like, so proud when he got it? Like, Mom, Dad, I'm on an episode of Grey's
Anatomy. And it's just, like...
And then, like, just, like, yeah, that noise.
That's a great actor.
Yeah, so...
You know what I thought about with acting? Do you think they have to, like, have to, when they go to an audition, they have to audition when they go, clear, and then they pop their chest up.
It's like a hip-hop dance.
Yeah.
Clear. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, like being the patient.
Yeah. Do you think?
Probably.
Because I was watching Dingo. Like
Digby.
Digby. Get, what's that called?
Cleared. Your heart is, they stop your heart to reset it.
Yeah, what is it called, though? A defibrillator. Defibrillated.
There you go.
Defibrillator. Yeah. And I was, because each... character does it a little differently.
Right.
Which I assume would happen in real life too, right. But I just thought about that.
I have to say too.
Or like when people have seizures on the show.
Yeah, well that's why I was like, how'd they make that fake little leg move? There's no way that that little girl was a good enough actor at age two to twitch her own leg.
Yeah.
So it had to have been a fake leg.
Oh, a fake leg.
Because it wasn't ever showing her top and bottom at the same time. Also, about that storyline, so we find out this little girl, like, in order to get rid of this part that will ultimately kill her, they have to basically cut out half her brain and, like, seal it up.
Cut. Literally half her brain.
Right. But because... So, this is what my note was. This episode had a lot of, like, where... If there had been commercials, because you can see where they were, it would have left some huge-ass cliffhangers.
Oh, yeah.
So this one was when Derek's like, we're going to have to cut out half her brain. Or no, we're going to have to cut it out. And then they look at it, and they're like, isn't that half her brain? But then, like, the next line, because there's no commercial, is, yeah, but because she's young, she'll be fine. But, like, I can imagine watching that without commercials. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So, very important commercials, maybe.
Yeah, there was one, like, when he was... performing surgery too. Oh, it was like when
I wrote that.
The anesthesiologist like is passed out and she's waking up from
Dr. Taylor.
Yeah, and then it goes to like commercial break or whatever.
But then the next scene is him, huh?
Yeah, it's, it's always like that.
So commercial, yeah, like the commercial break adds time to the situation that isn't normally there.
Yeah.
Why does Karev pull out a Polaroid?
Oh yeah, I wrote that down too. I think because Digby.
Yeah.
Got it. Digby wanted to like watch this surgery being done. Why a Polaroid?
I'll never know.
Like, I understand it's 2005, but like we have technology beyond a Polaroid.
Well, they needed the image right away. So he probably was like gonna, I think, wasn't he taking that to give to that guy?
Yeah.
So that he could have, yeah. So like, I don't think they had cell phones with pictures then.
Well, speaking of cell phones, Bailey is in a locker room and flips her flip phone down. Yeah, so.
I miss that. Like when you're pissed.
Yeah, now you have to throw your phone across the room.
And then it cracks and then you're totally screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no satisfying. They should create an app that when you hang up, it like.
Sometimes if I'm really mad, I like throw my finger like end button. You know what I mean? I hope you all heard
I've never done that.
You haven't? Like end phone call.
And it. God, life before touch screens.
Was it better or worse?
I don't know. It was different. Like, our phone has
become... less to worry about.
Oh, God, yeah. Our phone has become, like, another arm.
Yeah. Like, I bet as evolution continues, like, our thumbs will do weird things.
They're going to get longer so we can reach across the long
yeah.
ones. They also say that our necks are, like...
Yeah.
Getting effed up because we're looking down so much.
Well, I work in a chiropractic office. Yeah. And we have, it was actually really bad. My boss took a photo of me once looking at my phone and it looked terrible what my neck was doing. And so now I try to hold my phone up like in front of my face and put my arm up so I'm not bending my neck down. It's bad, guys. Keep your spine aligned.
Oh, God.
Spinal health.
I should start going.
Yeah, you should.
I've never gone.
It's
something.
It's good. My armpits are sweating.
Why did I... Oh, so there's a huge argument between Meredith... Bree's wearing, like, the flowiest, white, beautiful angel dress, but she's also flapping her wings to air out her armpits, and she just honestly looks like an angel. Actually, this is the photo that I'm going to take and post when we air this episode, so let me just... One, two... Wait, hold him up, just still. Perfect. Okay, great. You guys will see that when you see it.
See that when you see it.
Go to Instagram. It'll be there. Okay, so there's a huge, like, argument moment between Meredith and Bailey during Operation, which I think is, like, I'm on Team Meredith. Like,
yeah,
get off her back that she's sleeping.
She's making a personal choice.
Right, and she says that, and she says that she's ready to... She will jump through the hoops that you create and all these things, and I feel like Bailey is just relentless.
Yeah. Like, why do you care? Because they've made a point about, like, I'm not favoring Meredith. Like, Dr. Shepherd asked George to scrub in on a surgery, and then, like, Christina scrubbed in on it instead. And, like, Meredith wasn't even around Dr. Shepherd in this episode.
No. Meanwhile, Meredith's in surgery with Bailey.
Like, yeah. And Meredith met him before she knew he was her boss. I wanted to make sure I said that correctly. And so fuck off. We all need to, like... We all need to have some love in our lives. People who love are happy. Okay?
Yeah, and so I just thought... I really like when Meredith isn't so like wishy-washy and like when she lays down the law, because that's like my favorite aspect of her character.
She was wishy-washy at the end, though. I know we're kind of skipping around, but it's
that's fine.
The line she says at the end to Izzy, she said, "He's just so..."
Oh, yeah.
"And I'm having a hard time." Like, so I love her banter.
Oh, know? Yeah. I love that part, too. She's in love.
She is. Or she's falling
she's for She's falling him. In love.
Yeah.
And then now that gut juice explodes all over her.
Oh, yeah, because she's like, "I'm ready to jump through hoops and blah, blah," and, like, kind of tells Bailey off, and then, like...
Something explodes.
Like, an organ explodes
on
her.
And she says, "Now my day is perfect."
Yeah, it's which, that's so gross looking. I said gut juice explodes on Meredith.
Like, if that happened, I would scream and run.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't... She just stayed in the same spot. Like, it was just like she got Nickelodeon slime. But, like, that was, like, in someone's gut.
That's what you have to deal with as a surgeon.
Yeah, I guess so. Ooh. I wanted to say, because last week we were so, like, budget cuts. First of all, there are so many medical instruments and, like the key looking down the thing, yeah. And then, like, the gut juice. I was like, they must have got their budget back because there was a lot of medical instruments being used.
Stepping it up.
Yeah, so that was good.
Oh, I wrote, too, how do you even swallow keys?
I don't know.
How do you do that?
Well, clearly you can't because they get stuck.
Well, I know, but how do you even get it past
like
that
force
first
yourself
part?
To do that? And it wasn't like a key. It was like a keychain.
Yeah.
Be like me swallowing my entire carabiner. Because I look like a janitor when I walk around.
But I guess people have, what's that called when, like pica?
No, oh, where you, that's like where they eat things.
Oh, like keys.
Yeah. I don't know. I probably could eat keys. I can't make myself throw up. It doesn't work.
Oh, you don't have a gag reflex.
No. Yes. Laugh all you want. I've tried to make myself throw up when I'm hungover, and I literally cannot.
I'm 14. I'm a 14-year-old boy.
You are. So, anyways, God, I wasn't gonna say that because you were gonna be weird.
You can cut this out.
It's too much to cut out. I have another note that just says Tegan and Sarah because another Tegan and Sarah
look
song.
Look me in the eye and tell me you find me attractive.
Oh, song number 4 coming out on our album. So, anyways, I just again repetitive music makes you feel things.
I wrote that there were like a lot of random names in this one, like Dr. Pennington and Hopkins.
They just like, yeah, he's like, you tell Dr. Pennington to get Dr. Hopkins in here.
Yeah.
And yeah, just so
like
many.
Random characters that we never see. We don't know what they
we'll
look
never
like.
See them again. Bokey's there though.
Oh, good old Bokey. Oh, I found out that there's a tool called a Bovey.
Yes, I believe so.
And that's why I thought, and originally I was like, no, Bokey's a tool. No, Bovey is a tool. That's
so you weren't wrong.
No, I was wrong, but, you know.
You were close.
Yeah.
Another note I wrote is sweet redemption for George. Because George thinks that the guy has been drinking, and then it turns out he does and is. And George gets this speech from Derek saying, like, I was wrong.
Well, you want to know what I wrote about that speech?
Wait, what did you write?
I wrote Dr. Shep and George talking at the end with the music felt like they were lovers. Because they're like that like awkward moment of like before they've like gotten together, you know, and he's right. Like leaning up and he's like, no, like he's using his voice he uses on Meredith sometimes. And like the music was so like very Grey's Anatomy, lovey-dovey. And I was like, are they going to, like, make out at the end of this? And then they, like, awkwardly shake hands.
You're right. You could have put Meredith in that scene. Yeah. And it would have ended in a make-out.
Yeah. It was...
But it was. I was happy for George because I feel like George wouldn't jump to conclusions with that. And he's always, like... Honestly, you all know this. I'm a George lover. You are not. That's okay.
But I never said I'm not. He's just not my favorite.
Right. But I always, like... Because I feel like he's always trying to, like... do the right thing, but it never works out for him well. Like, he always gets, like, screwed.
No, it never works out well for him at all.
Maybe I like him because I'm really empathetic, and, like, I like the characters that make me sad. And his story he just always makes me sad.
Yeah, that would make sense.
That's probably why.
And, like... That makes you a good person.
And, like, Christina, like, I like her a lot, but, like, I don't have to worry about her right now. She's fine. Actually, she's not.
She's pregnant.
Did you ever see that YouTube video where the guy reads all of the different, like, wait, like, it's on one of the, it's like, you know, people have forums and they ask the internet questions, like random things. And there were all these things. It was like, am I pregnant? Am I pregnant? It's all these people misspelling the word pregnant. And like, I am purgent. What do I do next? And it is so funny. So
let's add that to the list of what we watch after
hippos,
this.
Pregnant. Oh, God. Oh, 90 degrees and Stevie Wonder. Perfect. Yeah. I was glad that the anesthesiologist had fallen asleep, but poor little girl, it's going to be scarred for life and woke up during her surgery with half a fucking brain. So.
She seemed fine at the end, though.
At the end.
She was putting a sticker on that teddy bear.
Yeah,
like,
she was like fine with NBD. Half a brain. Yeah. How is that? I have to say, it was really, Derek redeemed himself in my head again. Like, I was like mad at him for 5 minutes and then I got over it when George, well, actually, this is why I like George, because he's talking about Meredith, and because Derek goes, I'm not using her, you know, and like whatever. And George goes, she's pretty great, you know.
Yeah.
And that was so sweet because I just, you know, I feel like just by watching this, if I had to predict anything, like, it's not going to go well for George. Like, a George never wins over a Derek.
No, never. Well, because Derek is beautiful, but he's also super kind. Like, a George might win if, like, your Derek is beautiful and kind of a dick. But,
right.
Like, McDreamy has the whole package.
Right. And so, it's like, you just know George is doomed.
Yeah.
And it's, but it's so cute how he says, she's pretty great, you know? Like, he's such a good friend.
Yeah.
And I just love that about him so much.
Yeah.
Talked about commercial breaks already and how would have made it much more exciting.
I wrote a note again about Karev working out a ton. Like, this was really, really affected me in this episode.
Because he was doing the row machine. Because the guy died. Bullet guy died.
Oh,
and he was,
yeah,
like, trying to feel pain like that guy.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. So
that's pretty deep.
Yeah, because a guy, like, died and he was all about pain. And then Karev is, like, rowing and then he throws the rower.
Oh.
I think that happened when you were writing down Karev working out again.
Question mark.
Because I saw you writing.
I probably missed that. We find out that Christina's pregnant. Burke is bringing her soup
in the on-call room.
But she's not there because she's peeing on a stick.
Twice.
Twice on that stick.
Does everyone take a pregnancy test twice? I'd assume so.
I think so. Because you can have a false positive.
Right.
And I think a lot of the time people are like, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes they're like, yay. And
let
so,
me double make sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's sitting on a toilet. I did not remember this happening in season one.
I do.
Oh.
Yeah. But then again, I've watched it 8 times, so.
What if after we go through this whole show, like, you never want to watch it again because.
I just dissect, like, I hate all the characters.
Right, because,
like,
it's been, what if this is the
what
end
if this
of
is it? Well, then we'll just start a new podcast on something else.
I just mean, like, this has been your comfort show, and what if this destroys it?
I'm willing to take that chance.
You're like, all right, let's stop.
For the listeners, I'm willing to take that chance. I wrote, this was, like, the last thing I wrote. When Meredith and Derek...
Was it because I was looking at you like a concerned teacher?
Wait, and I think you're
my
so,
chair?
Yeah, oh, I thought
did you
think
I farted? I hope it translates on the thing. I wonder if I can do it again. It, like, I don't know, it made like a
pop. No, like, and then you, like, tilted your head like a dog. And I was like, oh, she's giving me the look like, don't say anything.
Oh, okay, that kind of laughter when you're trying to hold it in. Also found out they call that church laughter. Because if you ever had something funny happen when you're in church and you can't laugh?
Yeah.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just laughing
right now. I could rip one right now, but I'm not going to.
Oh, it's not going to be pretty listening to me cackling. Oh, ooh, that was just...
I love that you're such a good friend that you were actually going to attempt to keep going as to not tell the listeners that that might have just happened.
Well, because you just gave me this look, like...
If you... Oh, God.
I am literally crying.
Take a swig.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
Tears of joy.
Okay, so my last note... was. So Meredith and Derek get home, back to Meredith's house, and first of all, he's standing in like a gym shorts and
An unbuttoned dress shirt and like huge hair.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Is it? Yeah. His hair is massive. I don't understand the height.
And he's like, we could just like, and they both agree, like sleep if you want to, and they both kind of fall into bed. But what I wrote about that is like, I love this scene because it's the moment in like a relationship where it's not all like this physical sex anymore. And like, you can just be with the person and like go to sleep. And I know they're like saying like they're exhausted.
No, but,
like,
but also.
But they're like still spending the night together. They're right. Not like, I'm exhausted. I'm going to go home and sleep in my
Are they bed. At Meredith's house?
Yeah.
So we don't know where Derek lives yet.
No.
Exciting.
Yeah. I just loved that last scene.
Yeah, no, that was super cute too. And yeah, I like that they're both like afraid to admit that that's all they want to do, but that's like the best jump that they can is to admit like,
yeah,
and that they're both okay with that.
Yeah.
Because and that one of them's not like, oh, well, I only wanted you here to
have sex. Yeah. Right. Because you can't maintain that. That's exhausting.
Right. And I think it's before that, the scene with Izzy and Meredith, we kind of talked about it where like, Izzy is baking a cake out of anger and resentment, but she tells her it's full of love. Because Izzy's way of coping is baking.
Yep.
Which we'll see. Which I wish I knew someone who that is their coping.
I know, right?
Because I would like those things, like, just delivered to my door.
Muffins, so, cookies,
yeah,
and cake.
Yeah. So I love that, that like, shows that about Izzy. Also, I feel like we learn a little bit more about Izzy here because she says, what? Because she says, like, she's like, you're Meredith Grey. Your mom is Alice. Look at this house you grew up in. And Izzy says, I grew up in a trailer. I went to public school. I went to state school. I had to pose in my underwear to go to med school.
Yeah.
And, like, again, I that is why I like Izzy, because I feel like she's just
She's
really,
the underdog.
Yeah, she's... oh, my God, I like underdogs.
Yeah,
George and Izzy are my two favorites, and they're, like, the two underdogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care for them.
You like the top dogs.
Yeah.
Christina and
Probably
Taylor.
Because I am personally an underdog, and so I'm like, I want to be like Christina and Meredith, you know?
I just really like that about her, and like, I get that frustration if you were to look at Meredith, and she said, people, you walk into an operating room, and they know you're going to do great. I walk in, and they hope I'm the nurse.
Right, and like, they already respect you. Like, why would you want to lose your respect by like, sleeping
right.
with him?
Which is good to know that that's why Izzy's mad at her. She's like, mad at her because she's like, why are you making this decision? I don't think she's actually like, mad that like, oh, you did this to get ahead.
Right.
She's just mad that, like...
She's mad because, like, she's projecting.
Yeah. Which we all do.
We all do.
Oh, it's so crazy. But, yeah, so I love that scene. I also just want Izzy's hair and boobs and just...
Yeah. I don't love her hair in this season.
See, I like it because it's weird and messy. It gets better.
Yeah, it does get...
But then it gets worse.
When she gets it, like... It gets better.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, she low budget cuts.
Yeah, budget cuts.
Actually, though, their hair and everything in this first season is so much more realistic.
Yeah.
Than later, like in
it's like all
everyone's
styled.
Hair is perfect.
Yeah, that's not real life.
Yeah, even like think about that right now, and like this isn't spoiling anything, but like people's hair in it is like styled.
Perfect.
Yeah, if you think I've never seen a doctor like
have the only time I saw a doctor, she was a vet. She was a veterinarian. And it was at the animal hospital and, like, the, like, emergency room.
Yeah.
You know? And I swear to God, every single person in that office was a model. Like, I don't know what happened and how they all got hired there, but, like, she had perfect blonde styled hair at, like, 2 a.m.
Ugh.
It's like, you beautiful.
Incredible.
You beautiful woman taking care of cats.
Also, Izzy calls Meredith mushy, warm, and full of secret feelings.
Secret feelings.
Which, like, we've all had secret feelings before.
Yeah. I have secret feelings right now.
About me?
Yeah.
I wish you could tell me them. Look, I crossed off all my notes.
Wow. I didn't say all mine, but some of mine... Well, no, like, some of them are just dumb. So, I don't feel sad about it.
Are there any that are, like, you know, worth talking about?
I don't think so. I think we pretty much touched on everything.
Should we go down to goofs?
Ooh, I love the goofs.
Oh, or do we rate it first?
No, let's goof it first.
Okay.
Goof All to right. goof.
I hope goof there are some. There might not be because this one. Notes and trivia.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, we should have a little jingle when we say that.
No, I know, but we don't know how to make music.
No, it's in, I'll just do it myself.
Okay.
No, it's in trivia.
What, ready, set, go. Let's do it one more time so we have it in our head.
We gotta work on this.
Notes and trivia. This episode title originated from the song The Self-Destruct Button, originally sung by Dana Monteith. Cool.
I don't know who that is.
The episode scored 18.86 million viewers. That
scored.
That is their most, I think, so far.
Oh, okay.
The episode starts at around 5:19 a.m.
It always shows I almost mentioned the clock. That. Well, oh, you know what? I almost mentioned that, like, we're starting in Meredith's bed again. But this time Derek was in it. We didn't mention that. Yeah. And they went naked.
George goes to the OR to talk to Dr. Shepherd, and the anesthesiologist walks by. George smells booze on his breath, but then the doctor is closing up. Why would the anesthesiologist show up as the surgery is ending?
That's really true.
Yeah.
What a goof.
Here's a real goof.
Oh, right. Goofy goof.
In this episode, Izzy is overwhelmed when she finds out Meredith's sleeping with Derek. Nonetheless, in the pilot episode, when Christina is mad at Meredith, she yells at her how she slept with her boss, and Izzy is present in the conversation, so she would have already known about Meredith's fling. What?
Wait, so, read this again.
Okay, well, in the pilot episode, when Christina is mad at Meredith, Christina yells at Meredith about how she slept with her boss, and Izzy is present in the conversation, so she would have already known. I don't remember Izzy being there, though.
I think I kind of do.
Okay.
Yeah.
But did they? I thought she was just mad about sleeping with someone, didn't know that it was Derek.
Well, it was her boss.
Right, I guess. I feel like Izzy would have made a big deal about it then.
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know if I believe that goof or not. But it says it's here, so it must be right. Wow, so Christina's pregnant.
Yeah.
Pregnant. You'll watch it.
She's with child.
She's with child.
Having a baby. Did you have any GGBs in this episode?
None.
I neither.
This one compared to last one was shitty.
Yeah.
I'm going to rate this a 2.5 scalpel.
Wow,
I did not like it.
You went right into it.
The only redeeming factor was the cute moment when... with George saying she's really great, you know, and then Derek and Meredith when they decide to go to bed. But, like, patient stories didn't feel emotional about any of them.
No GGBs.
And, like, I want... it's just my underdogs, Karev, Izzy, and George didn't really have any cool moments.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I was kind of bored watching it, honestly. Yeah. I was like, can you pause it? I gotta go pee. And, like, usually I'm, like, really into... like, none of my notes are good. Like, that's why I was like, I didn't read half my notes. Because
right.
I just didn't care... also, my face was in my food half of the time.
I think that we are going to experience this a lot. Like, there's going to be episodes that are just meh.
Well, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of episodes, so you have to anticipate that. I'm going to give it 2 scalpels. Yeah,
That's shit.
Yeah, I went there. I did not like this episode. But also, I really remember this episode. Like, I don't know if I, like... well, in a previous episode of our podcast, I mentioned... like, there was a patient with a leg twitch, like a baby.
Right.
And I was like, oh, shit, that's not this episode. So I feel like this has just, like, been playing in the background in my house for...
you've seen it a lot,
like, days. I don't know why. I feel like I've seen it a lot of times, and it was just irritating, and I didn't really care for it.
Yeah.
Because even, like, the pregnancy thing, too, I feel like...
yeah.
I feel like it should have been, like, a bigger thing, but it wasn't. It wasn't even, like, shocking, you know? Maybe it's because I've seen it 8 times, but, like...
but also the moment, it didn't have good music in that part.
No.
It should have had some, like, intense, sad, or weird music.
Yeah.
It just was like, oh, she's on the toilet, done.
Yeah.
So, but I'm really excited that we're getting closer to the finale.
Yeah, because I feel like something big.
Finales are always good.
Yeah.
So, all right, that's our average. I hear music.
It's not me. It's not coming out of my body.
Coming out of there. coming out of my body. So our average rating is 2.25 scalpels on this episode.
Yeah.
It's about what I thought. So anyways, the way we're going to do this now, we're going to call time of death, but then we're going to keep talking.
Yeah, so if you want to stick around.
Please do.
Do it.
Do you need to, should we pause? Do you need to, like, potty? I have a dog.
I'm 26 years old. Thank you very much.
Do you want to go, you got to go potty.
I don't have to go potty.
Okay, so
if we need to hear from our sponsors or if we need to go potty.
Our imaginary sponsor, LaCroix.
The
basic bitch drink.
Avocados.
Turkey Bergs.
Turkey Bergs.
And bacon.
Oh, I love bacon.
I know, me too. So I'm going to pause it quick and then we will come back with... I'm going to call time of death. Let me do the math first. This is never going to get easier, is it?
No.
I'm just going to have to... It's actually... Okay. Time of death. Oh, I just had it and then I lost the timing.
You could never call time of death as a doctor.
Well, it would... Our clock would be in military time.
Would it?
Why?
Oh, because it's digital.
Right.
I was like, no, Abby. Oh. No, Abby, it wouldn't be.
Why is this so hard for
me? Let me look. I don't even know what time it is.
Okay. 9:09. So it's 12 plus 9. Okay, thank you.
Right?
Right? Yeah, yeah. Yes. All right. Time of death, 21:09.
Spoiler alert.
Welcome to the bonus material. If we had enough listeners, we'd have a Patreon account and you would have to pay money to listen to this part.
So maybe soon.
Yeah, maybe soon. We had a total. So this is the first three episodes have 502 plays in total.
Fuck yeah.
Which is kind of a lot.
Yeah.
I think it counts it every time someone like restarts it or like, so if they didn't finish it and then they go back to it, I think
but still.
Yeah. So, the only, news I have is just brought to us by our last week's guest, Kristen.
Dude, is this about...
Jackson?
I saw something. I'm in a...
In that group that
Yeah.
So, E! News says, after 5 years of marriage, Grey's Anatomy star Jesse Williams and his wife, Erin Drake Lee, are divorcing. And Kristen texted it to me and said, it's my chance.
Well, dude... I'm going to say something, and it's not going to be very nice, but, like, I never understood their marriage.
I don't even... Who is she?
I don't know, and he's gorgeous.
Right, and, like, she's like, pretty, but just doesn't seem... But what... Wait, you know, is she famous?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Let's see. Jesse Williams. Oh, he doesn't have one, of course.
Oh, yeah, if she's not, like, yeah, definitely is our chance.
Also, super weird, though. So, I have been on YouTube watching anything I can on Shameless and the characters, like interviews and stuff. I've seen, I'm pretty sure, every single thing that has them. Like, I have watched everything. There's not a video I've ever seen. And a lot of them are like these TMZ and E! News, like people coming up to these actors on the streets and just asking them questions. And I can't even watch them. They make me so uncomfortable because these actors are just people. And like, they just, and it's like, if you were to watch this and they're, like, rude, then you, like, don't like them. Because, like, why are they so rude? But also, like...
Can you imagine just walking down the road and someone shoving your
mic in your face? So what do you think about this and that? What's going to happen? And I'd be like, goodbye.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I those are the only ones I haven't seen because I refuse. I feel like I'm supporting the cause if I watch it, so I don't watch it. But, anyways, there was a thing on TMZ that link we saw was on there.
Oh, yeah, in our Facebook group.
Yep.
For Grey's Anatomy people.
Right, which, yeah, so I don't really support that. But yeah, so Lo Siento, Jesse Williams, but there's a lot of women coming at you hard.
Yeah, I'll be at your doorstep soon.
Also, I think the finale is about... Is the next episode going to be the finale, season finale for this?
I don't know, but we've been hearing that it's just one for the books.
One for the books, yeah.
An emotional roller coaster.
I think it is the next episode, like whenever it is...
Whenever it airs.
Right. So I would like just to predict, who do you think...
Stephanie dies.
You think Stephanie dies?
Well, you told me that she was being written off, so...
Yeah, no, I think... So we think a death for sure, for like someone.
Yeah. Do we think the hospital starts on fire?
Well, I don't know, because then I saw that Shonda tweet, but I don't know if that's real. I was going to double check.
What Shonda tweet?
Said... Tweet? Someone in that group... like posted, it looked like a tweet from Shonda saying that like she might blow up the whole hospital. But I think that was like fake.
Fake news.
Fake. I'm trying to find it. So just entertain the guests for a second.
So some of the other animals that kill humans are...
Yeah, good idea.
They're tigers actually are the number one big cat that kill people.
No way.
Yeah. Lions were on there. You know, I don't think bears... No, bears had to have
They
been
had
on
to be.
Buffalo, bull, horses, mostly on accident. That's not like horses choosing to kill you.
Wait, that was such a good commercial break.
Can we do that every time that I don't know what to say? We just jump. That could be our sponsor.
Yeah.
100 animals that are trying to kill you.
Yeah.
Well, there's this part. Okay, so this was last week when... So Shonda was live tweeting the episode from the airplane episode.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very cool to read really quick. So there was some cool things. She goes, mm-hmm. We do not shame stressed out mothers on flights. We respect them. We use our earplugs. Hilarious.
Thanks, Shonda.
And then she goes, and of course, this is where we are with Mare, reliving the horror of that season 8 finale, flashing back. Also, this episode was directed by Chandra Wilson. Isn't that,
Isn't she an actress?
Yeah. Who's Chandra Wilson? Oh, Miranda Bailey.
So oh!
The flight episode was directed by Chandra.
Oh,
Chandra. And there's a thing that I want... Okay, so Shonda says... Chandra, very confusing. Shonda Rhimes also tweeted, I spent lots of time selecting these moments to flash to, revisiting episodes, all that great big love, all of the loss, turbulence. Like, remember when it flashed back to Lexi and to Mark and all of them? So yeah, anyways, that was all I thought. So that
Well, she also is, was this the episode where they flashed back to like loving moments with Derek too?
Yep. Oh, yeah, I'm just really sad about that still. I can't get over it.
I can't either.
Except if you Google him and Johnny's a lot less cute than he is in these earlier seasons, so it's like easier to feel okay about it because he's older. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to the finale. I'm gonna say that I think Karev is gonna die. I don't want him to, but like
then it would just be Meredith left.
But why haven't they fixed him and Joe's relationship? Why is it just floating around? Like they were practically married.
How do you think he's gonna die?
I don't know, but I think that he's like, I think at this point, Shonda is like, he can't, like, it's kind of like the Derek would never have left his family. Like he had to just be killed. Like, I feel like Karev can't do anything else. Like he can't start another relationship over from the beginning. He's had so many of those.
Yeah.
And like this Joe will, I don't know, something's going to happen. And then Joe's going to be like, I wish I'd loved you. And then I'm going to quit watching the show.
Yeah. Will you?
No. Because you know when it
comes... Will you write Shonda a letter?
Yes. Because when it comes back for the next season, then it'll be a good 2 episodes where they grieve him, which is like, those are the best.
Oh, those are so good.
I love the post someone dies episode.
Oh my God. Like the after Denny Duquette dies and Izzy, they're having Shiva. And
laying on the floor.
Yeah. I mean, that's not Shiva, but there.
And the, just all of them.
Yeah.
The
they keep coming back in to like lay on the floor with her.
Yep.
That's fucking grief. Like,
yeah.
That I thought like the, I think that's like the best way that episode, like displaying what grief is. Like Izzy not getting out of her prom dress, laying on the floor.
Yep. Oh, I have goose.
GGBs. So many GGBs.
I did get GGBs. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So anyways, well, yeah, that was not a great episode, but let's hope it's better next week.
Yeah, it better be, or else I'm quitting watching this stupid show. Just kidding. I love it.
So thanks.
And I love spending time with you.
I know. This was great. We didn't even need wine.
No.
This has been a learning experience.
Yeah, but give it... I think I have... Well, you know what sucks is I think I technically have 3 more weekends, but I have 4 more Mondays.
Oh, God.
Of no wine. But...
How does that math... Oh, 21. Yeah, you're right. You do.
Yeah. So, but on May 17th, that's a Wednesday. That's my last day.
Is that when you would like to record a podcast? On a Wednesday? Like,
oh, we could do it on that Thursday.
Yeah.
Or we could do it on a Friday. Do you have a wedding that week?
May.
I mean, we can figure this all out later.
I have a wedding that day, yeah.
Mm.
But I'm free on the 17th or the 18th is my eyebrow party.
Oh,
there'll be wine.
Day after. Perfect.
So anyways, y'all are invited to my eyebrow. No. So thank you so much for staying with us in our banter. This is so much fun for me. Like, oh, shout out to, I wish I knew her name. I was at the wedding in Des Moines this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wish the other people wouldn't have, people will still listen to this part. was at the wedding, and people were like, they were like, oh, I follow you. And I assumed they meant like my photography. And then she goes, yeah, you have the Grey's Anatomy podcast, right? And I was like, oh,
it's amazing.
I like hugged her, like screamed. I took a photo of her with both of us doing a number one, like my number one fan. So I'll have to find that photo once I put it on my computer and put that on the Instagram as well.
Yeah.
Because it was, I met a fan in Des Moines, Iowa.
That is amazing. I told everyone at work.
They like, were super jealous. And thank you to everyone who sent in reviews. We have so many more now, and they're really great. And
yeah, they're really, really nice reviews.
Seriously, we are like losing time on when we can become new and noteworthy. So if you hear this, we would love... Actually, when you're hearing this, we have one more week to try to get it because it's week six. So, or crap, this is week seven. So please, if you hear this, please write a review. Even if it's like small and lame, you can write, this podcast sucks. I mean, no, don't write that. Just give us 5 stars and tell us how wonderful we are.
And then we'll give you something in return.
But you don't know until it happens.
More episodes.
Exactly. So, thank you guys.
We love you.
Have a good night.
You too.
Time of death. Second time is...
Second time of death.
21:22.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.